Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is continuing coverage of the case against Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
So picture this one. A judge in Arizona has to literally order sheriff's deputies to, quote, any means necessary, including force, to drag a convicted child killer into court. And I'm not talking about some violent criminal who might attack someone. I'm talking about Lori Vallow Daybell, the so-called doomsday mom who apparently discovered that playing sick is her new superpower. Court documents filed today reveal just how far off the rails this whole thing has gone. And trust me, we're only scratching the surface of the crazy here. Let me back up for anybody who has been not exposed to Lori Vallow Daybell's magic and wonder. She's already serving three consecutive life sentences for murdering her two kids, JJ and Tylee, plus conspiring to kill her husband, Chad's first wife. Got that so far? She got another life sentence in April for conspiring to murder her fourth husband, Charles, and now she's on trial for allegedly trying to have her niece's ex-husband, Brandon Boudreau, shot outside his Gilbert home in 2019. And here's the kicker. She's representing herself. Because apparently, when you're already serving multiple life sentences, what's a little courtroom chaos? It's exciting. You get out for a little while. So that's what's going on, in case you have not been exposed yet. It's a long journey if you want to go all the way back. But if you want a really interesting true crime saga from hell, go way back in the archives of this story, all the way back to like Dateline and all that many, many, many years back, and dig in, because there's a lot there. I got more here. I want to just say this quick. Tell me what your thoughts are in the comments on how things went today in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell, as we continue to work our way through it. And hit subscribe, Plute, too, while you're thinking of it. Wherever it is you are watching or listening, please, that helps us so much. If you like the stuff, hit subscribe. We appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, so the paperwork filed today shows that yesterday, June 19th, Judge Justin Bursky had to authorize the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office to basically do whatever it took to get her butt into that courtroom chair. It's coming after a week of what you can only describe as the world's most transparent manipulation tactics. She's been showing up in wheelchairs, claiming nausea, headaches, chills, basically running through the WebMD system, symptom checker, you know, kind of like it's a bingo card. Like today, it's syphilis. Oh God, get away. Tomorrow it's rabies. Would that be shocking if she, like, started foaming at the mouth in court? And it turns out it's just Mentos. But here's where it gets really interesting. The judge noticed something funny about her illness. And potential jurors are in the room, and she gets to play lawyer, asking them questions. She's miraculously fine. Clear voice, sitting upright, engaging with people. You know, the Lori we all know and love and gives us the shivers. Second those jurors leave, suddenly she's at death's door again, needing a wheelchair. Can barely speak. Judge Bursky actually called her out on this pattern, basically saying, look, you seem perfectly capable when it suits you, so cut the crap. The real fireworks happened last Friday, June 6th. We're talking full courtroom meltdown here. Lori's cross-examining Brandon Boudreau, you know, the guy she allegedly tried to have murdered. And the judge warns her about some evidentiary issues, normal courtroom stuff, happens all the time. But Lori, she stops mid-question and tells the judge, you don't need to yell at me. The judge says he's not yelling, and she doubles down, yeah, you are. I've watched a lot of courtroom footage in my day, and let me tell you, judges do not take kindly to this kind of back and forth back talk. Judge Bursky's response was swift and beautiful. Take her out. Just like that, deputies took her out. They escorted her out of the courtroom while she protested that she's been, quote, very courteous to him. The judge's response, no, you have been nothing near courteous to me during the course of these proceedings. And then he took the mic and just dropped it. They brought her back after 15 minutes or so when she had to go in the hall, stand in the corner, stare at the wall, Lori. And she apologized, you know, because Lori's about love. But the damage was done. This pattern with her, she thinks she can manipulate everyone around her the way she allegedly manipulated people into believing her kids were zombies who needed to die. But here's the thing about judges. They've seen every trick in the book. They don't fall for the fake illnesses, the dramatic wheelchair entrances, or the sudden inability to function when things aren't going your way. It makes it even more bizarre is that jurors from her previous trial have talked about her demeanor. Victoria Lewis, who served on the jury that convicted her for Charles Vallow's murder, said Lori would sit there smiling, laughing, Like she was at a garden party instead of a murder trial. She doesn't seem to grasp the gravity of her situation. Or maybe she does and just doesn't care. You've already been convicted and convinced yourself that murdering your children was just part of some sort of divine plan. I guess normal human reactions kind of go out the window. The self-representation thing is a disaster, exactly like everyone had predicted. She constantly violates basic legal procedures, asking improper questions, making what amounts to testimony during cross-examination, arguing with the judge about evidence rules she clearly doesn't understand. During closing arguments in her last trial, she had to be repeatedly warned about testifying instead of arguing the evidence. It's like watching someone try to perform brain surgery after reading a WikiHow guide. Her current trial is for conspiring with her brother Alex Cox to murder Brandon Boudreau. For those keeping track at home, Alex is the same brother who shot Charles Vallow and claimed self-defense. Then he conveniently died of a blood clot 5 months later, right around the time the kids went missing. Prosecutors say Lori was the puppet master, using her brother as the trigger man while she played the grieving widow. The shooting of Brandon Boudreau happened in October of 2019, right in the middle of what prosecutors are calling her killing spree period. Wouldn't it be fun to have one of those in your life? Oh, that was back in my killing spree period. I'm sorry, Judge. I grew out of that a long time ago. Please. You know. It was eons ago. What is an eon anyway? You know, when people say, oh, it's eons ago. Like a couple is two. What is an eon? I don't know. Brandon survived because a bullet only shattered his car window. He was driving away from his house when someone, allegedly Alex Cox in a Jeep, opened fire. On the stand last week, Boudreau had to sit there while his would-be killer sister questioned him about that relationship. Can you imagine the woman who allegedly tried to have you murdered is now asking you questions under oath, representing herself, while occasionally stopping to complain that the judge is being mean to her? The judge's patience has clearly worn thin after her removal on June 6. He warned her that continued disruptions could affect her ability to keep representing herself. But she can't help it. Girl can't help it. Court records show she makes comments after witness testimony, which counts as improper testimony from the defendant. She files motion after motion to get the judge removed, claiming bias. She showed up to jury selection in a wheelchair, claiming she couldn't even sit upright, with a trash can next to her in case she needed to vomit. All while facing charges that could add yet another life sentence to her collection. Ever seen anybody hoard life sentences like Lori? Here's what really gets me about the whole spectacle. The woman systematically eliminated or tried to eliminate anyone who stood in the way of her apocalyptic fantasy life with Chad. Her children, Chad's wife Tammy, her ex-husband Charles, and allegedly Brandon Boudreau. She used a religious extremism as cover, telling her people, her kids had become zombies, that dark spirits had taken over their bodies. She assigned light and dark ratings to people, with dark ratings essentially marking them for death. And now she wants us to believe she's too sick to attend her own trial, that she's being persecuted by a mean, mean judge. With the patience of a saint. That she's the victim here. The audacity is breathtaking. This is someone who sat through testimony about her children's bodies being found buried in her new husband's backyard, who heard the coroner describe how JJ was wrapped in plastic and duct tape, how Tylee's body had been burned and dismembered, and she thinks we're going to feel sorry for her because she has a headache. The cost to taxpayers for this circus has exceeded $85,000 just for the Arizona proceedings, I would imagine far, far, far more when they actually total everything up. Every delay, every dramatic sick day, every wheelchair performance costs money. Meanwhile, she's got advisory attorneys sitting there who could be representing her, but she insists on doing it herself. It's like she's determined to turn the justice system into her own personal theater production. It's fascinating from a psychological perspective of this is how she maintains this completely inappropriate affect. The jurors have consistently noted how she smiles and laughs during proceedings. Yes. Oh, I could never have done this. I know there's like all this evidence and points to me doing it. Oh, she's creepy. Also, she seems disconnected from the reality of what she's done. Even now, representing herself in a trial could extend her imprisonment well beyond her zombie years. She acts like she's arguing a parking ticket rather than a conspiracy to commit murder. It's either the world's most intense denial or a complete break from reality. I'm voting for the latter. The prosecution's case is straightforward. They've got the shooting attempt on Boudreaux. They've got the pattern of violence surrounding anyone who opposed Lori. And they've got her brother as the alleged gunman in multiple incidents. The same brother who was at her house when Charles was killed, who she claimed acted in self-defense. The same brother who died before he could be questioned about the missing kids. Mighty convenient, that timing. Brandon Boudreaux survived to testify, unlike so many others in Lori's orbit. But imagine being him, sitting in that courtroom, watching this woman who allegedly wanted you dead, now playing lawyer, objecting to evidence, arguing with the judge like she's the wronged party. The sheer narcissism required to put victims through that is staggering. The judge ordering force to bring her to court yesterday shows just how far this has deteriorated. This isn't normal courtroom procedure. Judges don't typically have to threaten defendants to get them to show up for their own trials. And then again, Lori Vallow Daybell is not typical. This is someone who convinced people that the end of the world was coming, that she had special powers, that she could see people's past lives on other planets. And now she is trying to convince a judge that she's too sick to attend court while simultaneously conducting cross-examinations. It's manipulation all the way down, the same tactic she allegedly used to orchestrate multiple murders, not so sharp anymore, just deployed in a different venue. The difference is that judges, unlike some of her followers, aren't buying what she's selling. The trial continues this week, assuming they can keep dragging her into court. More witnesses will testify about the attempted murder of Brandon Boudreaux. More evidence will pile up, and Lori will probably keep playing sick, keep arguing with the judge, keep acting like she's the victim in all of this, because in her mind, she probably is. When you've convinced yourself that God wanted you to murder your children, that dark spirits justified killing sprees, what's a little courtroom drama? The real tragedy here isn't Lori's headaches or her conflicts with the judge. It's that two children are dead, multiple adults are dead, and a woman so divorced from reality that she can't even fake normalcy for a few hours, who's conducting her own defense. The system is bending over backwards to give her a fair trial, even authorizing force when necessary to ensure that she shows up, because that's what justice looks like, even for someone who showed no justice or mercy to her own children. As the trial launches toward its conclusion, one thing becomes clear: Lori Vallow Daybell isn't just representing herself in court. She's showing us exactly who she is, again, a manipulator who will use any tactic, any performance, any lie to avoid accountability. The wheelchair, the illness, the arguments with the judge. It's all part of the same pattern. Led to multiple deaths. Maybe she'll show up as a furry tomorrow. That would be kind of fun. The only difference is that this time the audience is not buying it, the judge is seeing through it, the prosecution sees through it, and most importantly, the jury will see through it. Justice for Brandon Boudreau, like justice for Charles Vallow, Tammy Daybell, Tylee Ryan, and J.J. Vallow, can't come soon enough, even if it means literally dragging the defendant into court to face it. What do you think? Tell me in the comments on YouTube if you are watching us there. If you're listening to us on any podcast platform, first hit subscribe there so you don't miss any of this. And then also check out our YouTube page, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. And yeah, you can watch us doing the show and talk with us about your thoughts on all of these cases. Do appreciate that, hitting that subscribe button. Yeah, being part of this thing that we're making here. Okay, yeah, tell me what your thoughts are on another day in crazy Lori land. I'm just trying to figure out what she's going to do next. What is there going to be a grand finale? Or is this just going to kind of go out with a... She's being very grandiose for like the trial with the least charge or the lesser of all the charges. Because she knows it's like her, this is the last stage. This is where she really has to make it. Yeah. Tell me what you think. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for watching. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.